steps.
Oh, okay.
So they either have to furnish an exit out the basement or whatever. Or
I'm good.
If they don't, they won't let
or limit.
Rent the bottom
okay.
bedrooms. I don't know what they do here.
Yeah, I know that they'll require a sprinkler system, so I've already talked to Jim over there.
Is that because it's multi-level?
No, it's any from my understanding, it has to, in any of them going to nightly rental has to have a sprinkler system.
And that's on its own well.
Yeah, so we'll have to put a tank in.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's in talking to him. That's what he said. They just, and that's the only basically other than egress. Basically, about that was his only concern was that it had to have a sprinkler system.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Well, yes, the Tenney County has fired it. They have always required that, but we don't ever know whether that is done or not. It's kind of a problem. But now you're in the know, and it sounds like you're going to pursue that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
Well, the people that do it are get the permit and do it without doing the sprinklers or going through the, they open themselves up for a lawsuit if there
absolutely
was anybody ever got hurt and it was found that they didn't go through the proper channels and
yeah. And a lot of them are not going through the proper channels here even.
Yeah.
Just going on and starting and we have trouble stopping that.
Oh, I'd say there's more illegal nightly rentals going on out there than there is ones that's been approved.
I guarantee you.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Anybody got any questions? We're into this 17 minutes.
I'm good.
Everybody good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dale? I guess we'll see you next Monday.
All right. Very good. And off
the
record,
I
didn't recognize you first,
wrong.
Rick. Good to see you again.
Nice
been a long
you.
Time.
It has.
Yeah.
Be the 18th there, buddy.
All right. Very good.
Yep. Thanks. Did anybody know who the lady was?
No, she didn't sign up.
I figured it was pertaining more to the commission than it was to this application.
Awesome.
And that's only a guess.
Yeah,
awesome. For what?
Pertaining to, probably came because they read the article in the paper. That's a guess.
That's what I think.
How lucky can we get?
Thank you, Dale. See ya.
Yeah, good seeing you,
buddy. Old or new business? Anybody got any?
Sure. I think we ought to. There ought to be some way to pursue this situation with the nightly rental because if they're a nightly rental, they're a motel. If they're a motel, and they're paying sales tax, it's a commercial application. Just that simple.
That's an assessor's problem.
I know.
Not really in our plate, is it?
Right, but I agree with
Lord.
That's the first thing I did.
I agree with you.
I just don't think it's in our
right.
purview. Yeah, okay.
It's
well,
not in our bailiwick.
Other than to make sure they have the information or access.
Scott, are
there
any way
nope.
to enforce the sprinkler system when you go out?
Well, yeah, I don't do the CFC until I get the Western Taney. I mean, the CFC is not done on those. Until we get the finalization.
The fire department is actually doing that at this point.
Yeah,
he
faxes them to me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, he faxes me the final.
When
saying,
did that start?
Oh, 3 or 4 years ago.
Like
when Jim Singel and I kind of got together and started talking about it, we.
I was going to say, 2 years ago, we wouldn't do it.
Well, no, I don't get any pictures. I just get his final. But, yeah, I'd like to see it, too.
One article there that you put the thing on the system failing and that you'd have to repair it and everything.
I don't know what kind of ceiling you got. I mean,
that's a double deal, I mean, really, because that rule is already in effect.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Is that just to remind
I think it is. Bit? Just kind of put it out in front of them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
The sprinkler system is a big deal to me.
It is, yeah.
And it's I know that things were going on without that system.
Well, you think it'd be a big deal for anybody because they're getting a lawsuit. I mean, they're liable for
About when did the fire department get officials that are not even in charge?
I don't know.
That's what I was asking Scott of.
He didn't want the liability.
Of doing inspections, doing it, checking and things out, and it, having jurisdiction.
Hoping that the fire department does their part, whether they do or not. It's like just like the taxes. I'm like you. I'd like to see it brought to a commercial type tax.
I know that they've would been doing
tax based
it
on everybody.
I just wondered when the official act.
But we do our part.
By the will of the people.
The rest of us not like us.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, I don't know. It's not a bad thing. But I just wondered.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I bet people.
What? Well, we'll talk a little more about this.
Tax?
Guys. I want to talk a little more about the sprinkler deal. What? Tell me again what we're doing.
He gets the paperwork from the fire department saying it's everything's done and it passes.
And he'll do it in stages. If they're wanting a CFC and I haven't got something from them, then I'll call him. He said, well, I've gone the walkthrough, but they haven't attached the sprinklers yet. We wait until he actually sends me a final. It says all sprinklers installed, and we put it in their file. So we get it in our hand, and then I do my CFC. So, and if they just don't get it or go to it, then we call them back.
We used to not do that.
Jim and I have had a good working relationship, so we have
asked for it.
Way back.
It happens or not is another thing.
Yeah.
That's what my concern was.
No, it, yeah.
Hang on a minute.
It does, because I get it.
Yeah, Dale.
Well, I put a guy out there, saw who it was, and
is that bad?
We were going through this process to do the nightly rental. Well, Beth is her name, and she had contacted us and has since I've applied has written a contract on the house. So she's going to want to be able to be. She owns several nightly rentals in Branson area, and so she's going to want to be. Purchasing the house to be used as nightly rental.
Okay. Which, that being a special use permit, she'd just come through the process just like you are.
Yeah,
but she's seeing how the process is. Yeah.
It won't pass over.
Right. I know that's what I saw that in there.
When is she buying it?
Pardon?
When is she buying it?
Well, if the contingencies are all met, 27th of July is closing.
Mm-hmm. So she could.
Well, you will certainly know by then because it'll be decided on the 18th.
Right. It'll be decided for you on the 18th.
For you on the 18th.
But then she'll have to come back through.
Because it's not transferable.
Yeah, it's not transferable.
And then I just looked today. The deadline is July 27th, I believe, to apply. Which you would need to apply as the owner.
No, once you took ownership. Because if it goes through and the deal falls south, and we'll be using it nightly rental anyway. But we'll continue. Yeah, as long as the process, because if the deal falls through on the sale of the house, we'll be using it for nightly rental also.
Well, then nothing changes. It's just managed. But purchase it,
you just need to decide. So can I ask if we've been approved for nightly rental, and then she applies, what's the odds that she wouldn't
be traditionally
approved?
If a commission makes a vote on something on a piece of property at a certain point and everything, you generally follow through. I mean, if it comes, it's happened before, and I'm not giving you an ironclad guarantee, but usually if we vote one way, it looks kind of foolish if we turn around and it comes through a month later and we vote the other way.
Especially
don't show any continued.
Especially when we had no objections, you know, nobody was here to object.
But we can't tell you ahead of time what's going to happen, you know.
Right.
No guarantee if she would ask for 20 occupancy for some reason. Right. That's not the same situation, so.
Right. And then, of course, we've got...
Traditionally, if it's exactly the same thing, you know, why... then it just goes through the process and has to be voted on again.
Yeah, she's wanting to buy it for a nightly rental.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Morris owns just about everything around me anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, he even made me an offer on my house, but you know, Johnny doesn't pay as well as, you know, he can't buy it cheap. But anyway,
he probably ain't got the money.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to clarify what was going on here. I'm not trying to put anything under the table here. I want to make thing out in the open here. And
no, we had one come through not about 2-3 months ago like that, and they wanted to vote on it, knowing full well it was going to change hands.
Mm-hmm.
That one down on PI.
So I hope that doesn't change how you guys feel about the us going through with this thing.
It doesn't matter who brings it up.
Right.
Whether don't change, they'll get the same treatment.
Right.
Yeah, you're not getting preferred treatment.
Right. that's good.
But, yeah,
I know, especially you, Steve. But
I was going to say that, George, but you beat me to it. So.
And Rick and I used to share a boat dock together. So, but he never did take me out in that boat of his.
Now, yeah, see what you're getting accused of.
In trouble again.
See, that's going on the public record,
but,
too.
Anyway, so I don't know if that changes anything. If anybody has any further questions because of that. Or
no.
No.
We'll see you the 18th, just like we...
As far as the property goes, I guess everything, you know, everything looks good.
And, well, we kind of wondered about why she was sitting back there. She hadn't signed up or nothing, so that's what we were talking about when you walked in. We wondered who she was.
Well, with my wife and her back there, it would have been better if I would have had my back to the mic instead of...
okay. Thank you, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
I didn't mean that.
Stay out of trouble.
As long as I don't hang with George.
Yeah.
Aren't you done?
Did I answer your question, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something I have wondered about for
I don't
quite
think
a while,
it really.
Last time this came up, I thought it was just a couple of years ago when it came up, but about the sprinklers and we couldn't get an answer. No,
right after I started, because I know Jim, known him for a long time, we kind of connected and we talk a lot more. I'll send him every time I have a Division II hearing, I'll send him. I had one today, and here it is.
Well, I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but when the public, you're renting stuff out like that, that ought to be a must.
Right.
I think.
Yep.
That's when we change things that aren't right. In February is when we go through all that, and we do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just like we have the last few Februaries.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say something, but I better not.
But we've had some that just forgot or failed or didn't do it, and it got time they were wanting to get started, and they had to go back, and it kind of got to be an ordeal, but they didn't get to do it till
they had to go back.
Yes, they did. Yeah,
that's good.
Yep.
Well, kind of like I say, if it's in there and you don't do it,
right,
and even if it did, well, you're wide open for a
lawsuit
kind of thing.
And then this, does anybody want to talk about the taxes deal? You too?
Huh?
Neither one of you want to talk about the taxes?
It's not really in our department.
That morsel's not on our plate.
Well, it's not. But
I understand. I mean, and you're right. But
I cannot believe that they don't pursue that and make sure that that happens.
It would appear to me to be commercial, but
well, they might. Look in the website. I'm sure they do.
The only thing we could do is just take what do you call it? Not a proxy vote. And just show
condos,
our support for doing
commercial?
That.
Hmm? Condos? How are they?
I think they do it the amount of time. It's ratioed out. Yeah. If it's rented 70% of the time, then it's commercial 70% of the time. Tax that. If it's not, then it's the 30% it's not. It's a ratio. They're supposed, well, they're supposed to show how many nights or night, nightly rental.
Huh. If it's a goat, it's a goat 100% of the time.
Yep.
I mean, seriously.
Yep.
Okay, anybody else got anything to talk about? If not, I'm going to go meet my wife for supper.
Second, I was going to adjourn.
Second.
Everybody in favor?